Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast. I am here live at MODEX 2020, and this is the first interview of the week. I have Dean Terrell here. He's the Senior Vice President of Development for MHS. He oversees their R&D efforts. You guys may remember MHS. We've had them on the show before. But Dean, how are you? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the New Warehouse Podcast booth.
Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out. So how's the show going for you so far? It's 1 hour in, right? So
it's too early to tell, but yeah, there are a lot of activity, a lot of customers, more so than I thought I would see at this point.
Yeah, I know. We we'll talk about the elephant in the room, right? The coronavirus. So. Definitely noticing a few empty booths here and there. We had some cancellations on interview too, but it's good to see people still coming out, definitely. So so now you're with MHS, so give us just like kind of a brief overview of what MHS is and what you guys do.
So MHS, we are a systems integrator.
Okay.
So we design, manufacture, install, commission, large-scale material handling systems. So we design or deploy systems for courier customers. That would be our North American parcel division. Also in Europe as well, through our international division. And we also are a systems integrator for distribution and fulfillment industry as well.
Okay.
And that is actually, I think, the fastest growing business unit that we have.
Really? Interesting. So now you guys are featuring here at MODEX, right? You guys have a booth. And at ProMat, you guys, from my understanding, your booth here at MODEX, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't got a chance to get over there yet. But it's much larger than what you had at ProMat, right?
It definitely is, yes.
Right.
Lauren and her team have put together a phenomenal booth. It's the biggest and best one that we've had yet. And it's modularized, so it's featuring all of the different technologies and services, capabilities, and things that our company offers.
Okay, great.
It's really
and
nice.
What kind of technologies are you guys featuring in the booth this year?
There's a module that's featuring our lifecycle performance services, which is the way we support our customers. You know, after the sale, after the integration. There's a module featuring our research and development capabilities, some of the new products that are in development.
Okay.
We are also featuring our sortation products. We have shoe sorters, loop sorters, specifically cross-belt sorters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, our project execution and integration services as well.
Okay, great. And now, so your role at MHS is focused on research and development. So what are some of the projects that you've been working on recently? And MHS has been kind of growing a lot over the past year as well. So what are some of those projects that are kind of in progress now and coming in the future?
Our development team is working on a range of projects, but a lot of them are focused around robotics.
Okay.
there's a lot of automation that exists in the industry, right, for sortation and handling.
Right.
But there are still, you still have to feed the product, you know, to those automation systems.
Definitely.
And so we're looking, and that is still a labor-intensive, a manual labor process. So we're looking at ways to automate some of those processes using robotics, both, you know, traditional articulating style robots as well as mobile robotics or self-driving vehicles. And then a key part of that, you know, to any robotic solution is the computer vision that provides the information to the robot so that it can do its work.
Okay, definitely. I think that's interesting that you say that, because I think, you know, with robotics, it seems like kind of as a industry as a whole, we've kind of tackled the big processes, right, like picking and things like that, we've automated. So it's interesting that you guys are now looking at kind of those in-between processes as well, like to get the product to the point where that robot's now going to pick it, right? So it's really interesting. So do you think the industry as a whole is kind of now moving in that direction towards automation and those types of in-between processes?
Yes, for sure. There's a lot of enthusiasm right now among our customers around robotics. You know, with all the automation that exists, it still takes hundreds or in some cases thousands of employees to run a warehouse or, or a, you know, a distribution facility. So there's still a lot of processes that are left to be automated.
Definitely. So do you think that you guys are working towards still kind of a collaborative effort with the human aspect, or more of like a fully automated kind of situation?
You know, if you talk about collaborative robots per se, what we're seeing, you know, that technology is, I think that is the technology of the future. So that is going to, that is definitely coming. The applications that we're looking at right now, we're looking at more industrial robots. Because still at this, with the current safety technology that's out there for collaborative robots, the processing rates are much slower than the traditional industrial robots. So that's, we're, the applications we're looking at right now are using more than the traditional industrial robots.
All right, interesting. So you mentioned a little bit about customer feedback. So what kind of other problems are customers coming to you guys with, and, you know, how are you tackling that from a R&D perspective and looking at those different types of things?
So I think the universal pain point for our all of our customers is the same. It's not only the cost of labor, but it's the availability of labor. You know, unemployment is at an all-time low right now, and most people that want to work have work, and so it's hard to grow. You know, our customers are growing with the online retail.
E-commerce so, just going crazy,
right? And so it's hard to find enough people to sustain or to fuel that growth. So that's the biggest pain point right now, which is why they're so hungry for automation.
Yeah, and I think even, you know, the fact that, like, as like you mentioned, there's such a labor shortage in a sense because everybody's employed, right? Even, you know, you look at some of the bigger players in e-commerce and fulfillment and distribution, and they have the money to be able to pay people a little more. So kind of the smaller guy doesn't necessarily have an advantage in that aspect. So it's good that, you know, it's making it kind of more accessible, automation and robotics and things, to everybody. So it's definitely a good thing. So what are you seeing like around MODEX so far? I know it's only been an hour or so, but, you know, what are some of the things that are kind of sticking out to you as a whole, as kind of maybe a trend that you're seeing?
I apologize. So far, I've only seen the inside of our booth at MODEX.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's the most important one, right?
I'm going to be here for 3 days,
yeah.
And so I'll be walking the show and checking out all of the booths and the technology around robotics and computer vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. So now what can people do that are listening if they want to find out more about MHS?
Just go to our website. It's mhsglobal.com.
All right, he's checking. You got it right. He got it right. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can drill down, and depending on what industry you're from or you're interested in, you can drill down, and there will be contact information on the website for the proper people to contact.
Okay, awesome, Dean. Thanks so much for coming by our booth and talking to us at MODEX 2020. We'll definitely post more information about MHS and all the things we discussed on the newwarehouse.com. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.